This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I find this question really, I like it, so I'm going to read it as the sister wrote it. It's obviously a teenage girl. So let me read it to you. So she said, is it haram for women to get nose piercings? And if she gets one, is it haram to go out with it? She said, I'm a 16-year-old girl and I really want one, but my mother said no due to her opinion that it is haram. I don't think it's haram though, she said. So I decided to check for myself and maybe watch the video with her after it is posted with the answer. So I like how she wrote the question, and it's like she's telling us, hey, say it's halal. So let's see what you say, Sheikh.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam, salam, salam. First of all, I would like to thank you for asking. And I hope that you're asking because you want to learn, not to want to confirm whatever you think or he think or she think. You know, so we want to ask to learn. And
right.
The haq is not based on what I feel or what you feel, Sheikh.
Right.
It is based on what the evidence says. Okay? So that's important to do. So two things. Thank you for asking, because I like when someone don't know, ask to know it's halal or haram. Two, make sure that we also always ask the question because we want to learn, we want to practice what we learn.
Right.
And before I say anything in regard to this, I would like to say, regardless of what is the ruling, if this is something your mom or your mother or your father not comfortable with, don't do it.
That's a good point.
Because let's say it is allowed. But listening to your mom and obeying your mom and your dad is something must or recommended, depends on the issue. And no doubt something permissible versus something that's highly recommended, highly rewarded. And if you're allowed and you wear it, there's no reward. But listening to your mothers and honoring your mother, that's something will pleases them and will pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's a great point.
فَإِنَّ رِضَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you when your father is pleased with you. And the same thing with the mother, you know. And بِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, and basically taking care of your mother, being good to your mother, one of the biggest manifestation of it is being obedience to them, cooperating with them, doing what will pleases them. Okay? So that's something to keep in mind. And I want you to tell your mom, even the Sheikh said that or this or that, but I want you to know I'm not going to do it because you don't feel comfortable about it, mom. As if it is haram or not haram. Nose piercing is like ear piercing. It's just basically a form of purification, and there is the rule that all kind of purification is allowed as long as it is safe and it is not put your danger, and I think it's pretty safe, it's pretty common to be done, and also it is part of the practice of Muslims, and today nose piercing is a very common practice among Muslim women in general. Can you do it and go outside with it? You know, in some culture, it is very common to do that. It's not something out of the ordinary. And I'll be honest with you, in modern days today, it's a very common practice. You know, and it's not something out of the ordinary will bring to you an unwanted attention.
Unless you put a big stone or something.
Unless
like
you
this.
Put something like bring unwanted attention.
Right.
But the regular ones that most of people do, it is something I will say better not, but I will not say it's haram. You know, haram is a big word to say. Because in general, women are recommended not to beautify themselves when they go out as a general rule, you know. But it's not going to be anything more extraordinary than the ring, for example, or, you know, the type of clothes people beautify themselves with, it as long as it's in the norm. So that's what I have in regard to this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah fiqh. Thank you.